Blog Talk Radio.
Nice cool evening here in Georgia on October 25th, 2018. Be sure to call in if you get a chance, 646-652-4479. Of course, if you're listening to the show live right now, make sure you follow on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide Radio, on Twitter, IMTM Radio, and of course, download the Spreaker app, follow IMTM Worldwide Radio, and become a follower. It also helps you become eligible for Free Stuff Friday, which of course is tomorrow. So my guest tonight is someone that over a span of time, you know, you get to meet different people indirectly via Instagram and different social media as well. We followed each other a few months ago, and I've been watching this particular young woman over the last few months and noticed some of her accomplishments and growth, and she has a niche and it's expanding, and that's really the whole point of being a business owner, right? Of course, this show is Women in Business. The whole point of being a business owner is the ability to grow. She's also international, doing business in different countries, Canada, the West Indies, Europe, of course, the Caribbean. Her name is Kara Donnell of Kara Donnell Entertainment. So let's go ahead and welcome her to the show.
Good evening,
Kara. How
are
you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed. How are you doing?
I'm awesome right now. I'm excited to have you on the show. It's been a minute since I've done my Women in Business shows over the last few months, and I said once I get going again, I want to have some great guests, so you're definitely on top of that list for me. So thank you again for taking time out of your schedule.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be a part of your show.
So first things first, as we get started, let's give the audience a little bit of background. Where are you from originally, and where do you call home now? Of course, I can hear the accent a little bit.
So I am from Sweet TNT, Trinidad and Tobago. And currently, where do I call home? I've been kind of out of my suitcase for a while, but I'm between Toronto, Miami, and Trinidad. So I have three homes.
Okay. All right, so you're moving around a little bit. Maybe one of these days we'll cross roads in Miami. I'm due for a Miami trip. I've been there in a while.
Definitely.
Let me ask you this. With Trinidad and Tobago, not a lot of people, well, I shouldn't say that. People in general may not know that much about that part of the world. What is the most unknown thing that people don't know about Trinidad and Tobago?
What is the most unknown thing? Well, I guess everyone knows about Carnival for the most part. I would say that's a hard one, you know, because a lot of people generally know about Carnival, about the food, and then just the warmth of the island. So I would go with the warmth of the island. A lot of people probably don't know that Trinidadians are very, very warm and hospitable people. So that is one place that you can visit and literally feel like you're at home.
Nice. Well, you know, I always come with a great question, so just be ready for them left and right now. Did you spend, because you mentioned how you kind of move around right now, but did you spend most of your childhood there? What was growing up like for you?
So I grew up in Trinidad up until I was about 13. So I went to high school there for about 2 years and then moved to Toronto. So I would say between Toronto and Trinidad, that's primarily where I lived.
Okay. So let me ask you this question. Going into your high school years and things of that nature, you're getting older. Was there a point where you had a realization as far as what you want to do with your life, as far as direction? You know, everybody has a different time frame when that happens, when that moment happens. Did you have one, and when was it, and what was it for?
I would say that happened in high school in Canada, because I had a really hard time transitioning from Trinidad to here. I got picked on a lot and stuff because, as they would say, I was fresh off the boat. Going into high school, I kind of had to figure out life and find myself, and I realized that I had a very strong connection to the Caribbean, and just knew that I wanted to do something to, you know, expose the Caribbean more, expose Trinidad, and just bring more awareness to my island, because there's so many great things that come out of Trinidad and Tobago and the Caribbean. So I would say it happened in high school.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you were able to make those adjustments as needed. You know, there's unfortunately that the whole being picked on syndrome and being bullied and stuff is something that, you know, this everywhere is just an issue still, and everybody doesn't make it, unfortunately. So, you know, kudos to you for being able to do that. Well, once you did figure out what you want to do, what is it that you do? Let's go ahead and give the audience a little bit about who you are, your company. So what is it that you do, Carol?
Okay, so my company is Cara Donnell Entertainment, and I do event production and artist management. So those are the core services that I offer. I'm very big into the carnival circuit, so I work with a lot of different tourism boards, a lot of different carnivals, but essentially I do everything when it comes to events. So I produce my own events, as well as I am hired to come into other events and help coordinate and so forth. And then I work with a number of Caribbean soca artists in different capacities. So those are the two main things. But I also just launched a Caribbean magazine online. It's an interactive platform called Du Soleil Magazine. I'm the founder of a nonprofit called Cara Loves Kids, where I work with underprivileged kids in Trinidad. The goal is to work with them across the Caribbean. And then I'm also a voice talent, so I do commercials and so forth. So I do a couple of different things.
Wow, you're just a little bit busy, aren't you? Wow.
And since this is, you know, this is about the ladies, I have to mention my newest initiative, which is Caribbean Women's Power Lunch. So I launched this event in Toronto in May of 2018, and the second event was in September. It's actually now going to Miami in December, but the idea of the event is to kind of create a platform for Caribbean women to come together, to feel empowered, and just be part of the sisterhood, because there's a lot of segregation when it comes to females, you know, just because of how society is. There's a lot of negativity, and there's not a lot of support. So I wanted to create a platform where women could come and feel supported and feel empowered and just feel as though they're a part of something.
Wow, and that's huge right there. And just the word empowerment, and especially, of course, with, you know, what's going on, of course, on this side of the world, that's a big deal there. Wow, that's excellent. First of all, I want to say I'm glad that I actually pronounced the name of the magazine correctly on the video I did earlier in the week. So thank you for letting me know that. So there's two things that you mentioned that I want to kind of let the audience know about. You mentioned in regards to you manage soca artists, but then also you do events and things of that nature. Why would an individual come to you to work with you, and why would a company come to you to hire you? Could you tell us, give us a little bit of that? Because what I want to try to do is let people know what differentiates you from other people.
Okay, so with respect to the artists, like the soca artists, I'm very well connected to the majority of them. Growing up in Trinidad and going to Trinidad every single year for Carnival and just being a part of the entertainment industry, I have a very good relationship with practically all of them. So if someone were to say that they wanted to have one of these artists at their events or so forth, I would definitely be a great connector for that. And with respect to the event side of things, you know, my goal is to go above and beyond in anything that I do. So, you know, the expectations are always exceeded. And I'm just, I'm great at what I do. Like, I love events. It's a huge part of, you know, my passion. So I put my best foot forward, all the time. And I think that's really what makes people, if it is something that you love and it's something that you're passionate about, you tend to excel in that area. So that's pretty much what I would say regarding that.
All that is a matter of the confidence part of it, of course. And I've always said with talent, on the talent side of things myself, is if you're not willing to tell people who you are, what you're doing, and why you are the best at something, why should anybody give you a shot, really? You know, you have to be that person at some point. That's huge right there. So I appreciate you, you know, iterating those things for us. What would you say your biggest accomplishment is today? Oh, by the way, 646-652-4479 is the number. And the chat room is open, by the way. So if you're at work, you can't call in, I'll ask the question for you on the air. But, Kara, what would you say is the biggest accomplishment to date for yourself?
My biggest accomplishment would be my Caribbean Women's Power Lunch event, which is what I recently launched this year.
And you broke that down very eloquently earlier. And, again, this is going to be a great cause. And, oh, let me ask you this, just a follow-up question on that. So is that going to be for women in a particular region of the world, or is that going to be like global?
So it's going to be global. Currently, so I've done two in Toronto. Miami is in December. Trinidad is in March. I'm speaking to my colleagues in London, England. The goal is to do a lot of the cities where there's a very large Caribbean market. So Atlanta, DC, New York, LA, some of the Caribbean islands. So definitely take it. At the end of the day, it's a movement, and I want to be able to incorporate anybody that's on that path and on that level, that, you know, they're about investing in themselves and they are looking for that support from other women who are entrepreneurs and so forth. I want to give them that platform for them to be able to come together.
Yeah, the support part of it. And that's why I asked the question. I wanted to make sure that, you know, make sure that people didn't know they weren't left out or anything, you know. So make sure everyone who's listening.
No, this is international. This is global. Like, they called me KD International. Like, I am all about engaging everybody. If I can help every single person in the world, I would be the happiest person ever. But I'm starting with, you know, I'm starting small. I'm starting with events like this where I can create some kind of impact, even if it's 5, 10, 1, 100. I just want to be able to positively impact other women and show them that, you know, anything that they really want to do there, it's possible. They just have to commit to it and they just have to keep going. Like, fair is not something that's supposed to be a part of your vocabulary, especially because, you know, there's a lot of men out there that are doing things and women want to do jobs that men are doing. And, you know, it's a fight down in a sense, but we are the stronger species at the end of the day. So, you know, we just need a little bit more support, I think, to push us a little bit further.
Yeah, I've been saying it forever. Y'all control everything. We can't do nothing without y'all saying yes and no. I mean, when it gets down to it, that's just being realistic about it. So let me ask you this, Kara, and again, thank you for taking the time out. I'm not going to keep you too much longer, but you have the magazine, you have your foundation, you have this new movement, you have so many of these tremendous projects and things of that nature, and you kind of actually answered the question a little bit, but I want to make sure that the ladies that might be listening really kind of get to the heart of this matter. Is what advice would you have for some of the ladies or women who are listening that are thinking about pursuing the goal that's business related, having their own, but they're still hesitating? What would you say would be what they need to do to get over that hump?
Write it down. That's the first thing. I would say whatever it is that they want to do, you need to write it down. You need to read it over every day. Like I said before, you know, fear is a hell of a thing, and not everyone is able to overcome that. Not everyone is able to, you know, whether in a short space or a long space. But I think that I would suggest writing down your goals, outlining exactly what it is that you want to do. After you look at that a number of times, it'll start resonating with you. And I think that will create some kind of belief within yourself or within the project, whether it be a project or whether it be transitioning into being an entrepreneur, you know, whatever it is, I think that being able to write it down, speak it into the universe, and will definitely help you believe in that a lot more. Dreams do come true, ladies. Dreams do come true. We just really need to have the courage to pursue them. Once you step out of your comfort zone, there's a whole world out there just waiting for you. So you need to just step up to the plate. You know, there's space for everyone in every aspect to do things. And it doesn't matter if someone else is doing it and you feel like, you know, I don't think I should do this because Samantha is doing this or Patricia is doing this. Everyone is destined for their own success and their own greatness. And if you believe in yourself, anything that you put your mind to, you will be able to accomplish. So do not let fear stop you from being great. Just believe in yourself. Believe in what you have. Believe in what God instilled in you, because that's your purpose right there.
Perfect answer, Kara. The self-belief part of it is very important. No matter how much talent, skills, abilities you have, without the self-belief, it's hard to wake up in the morning on time. So I appreciate you giving a very detailed answer on that one. Tell the audience again your company, your different entities of your company, and also how can people find you on social media and internet?
So my name is Kara Dinell of Kara Dinell Entertainment. My magazine is called Du Soleil, so that's DuSoleil mag. You can find that on all social media platforms. I also have Kara Loves Kids, which is a nonprofit. It's my first name, Kerra Loves Kids. Again, those are on social media as well. And the newest initiative, which is Caribbean Women's Power Lunch. So that's Caribbean, WPAPL, sorry, on social media. And my social media handle is Kara Dinell, KerraDenell. You can find me pretty much anywhere. My website is KerraDenell.com. Ladies, feel free to reach out to me at any time. You can message me on Instagram, Facebook, email me. My phone number is on the website. I'm here to help as much as I can whenever I can. So feel free if you ever need advice, if you ever need anything, you have an idea, whatever it may be, however I can support you, I would love to.
Wow, ladies, it's not often that, you know, guests reach out like that. So don't like take that for granted. Please don't do that. Kara, please, I want to say thank you so much for taking the time out. I know you have a limited schedule tonight, and I wanted to do everything I could to, like I said, not reschedule, of course, even though what we talked about earlier. but thank you for taking the time, because I really do feel that I was able to have the audience really hear you as a woman and of course, woman in business, but then also the essence of who you are. And that's my whole point every time I do a show is to say, hey, this could be you. Whatever your idea is, this could be you. You just have to want to do it. And like you said, self-confidence goes a long way. And hopefully the next time, down the road or whatnot, again, hopefully we'll get to meet in person one of these days, whether it be Toronto,
yes,
the Caribbean,
sure.
Maybe Carnival. I don't know. You're the second person to mention Carnival this year, so I guess there's a hint, right? So,
you're more than welcome. Just let me know when you're ready.
I definitely will. Well, thank you again, and you take care, okay?
You too. Thank you for having me. Have a blessed night.
Wow, that was a great interview there. We'll get to a little pause. And usually now, those who are listening and have listened to previous shows, you know I usually do a particular intro. But in this particular case, because I had a little bit of a time frame that I wanted to stay within, playing that intro wouldn't have fit. So I know some of y'all might, but where's the open intro at? I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it tonight. So 646-652-4479. What we're going to do is, with Kara being off the line, I'm going to take a little bit of a break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to try to, you know, kind of do a quick synopsis about the Women in Business show in general. The purposes of it, things of that nature, stuff I've done in the past, because you might be listening right now and would like to know more about it, more about some of the other guests or things that we talked about. So don't go anywhere. Show is not over yet. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, and this is Women in Business. And actually what I'll do is I actually go ahead and play the Oprah intro. So that's a little bit of a buffer. I'm going to be right back.
Do you know what kind of woman you have to be to rise in an all-male run, all-male controlled, all-male executed, all-male domain, all men all the time? Do you know what kind of woman you have to be to survive, not only survive, but to thrive and to gain their utmost respect, their utmost regard, and to gain the admiration of not only the men you work with, but everybody who encounters you? Do you know what kind of woman you had to be in 1980? You gotta be powerful, 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 powerful. And I mean powerful in its true definition. My favorite definition of power is strength over time. Strength over time. That means strength times strength times strength times strength equals power. You got to know who you are and keep getting stronger by doing what all smart women do. We use our instincts, and I know that you did time and time again, using your instincts to make decisions that often went against the grain because you're going from your gut and being tenacious and being determined and having resolve. Strength over time, that's what you had. Do you know what good timing we as women people had to have to live at a time?
And we are back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, and this is Women in Business on October 25th. Cool evening here in Georgia, as I mentioned. Thank you once again for Kara Donnell of Kara Donnell Entertainment for being on the show earlier. As I mentioned, she is somebody who I've been following for a good period of time. And when I started to put the next lot of shows together, she was somebody I definitely wanted to have on the show. And now you see why. If you listen to what she had to say, what she does, what she talked about, and then just really at the end just kind of making a succinct plea to those who say, you know, maybe I can, maybe I can't. Don't worry about all that. Just go and do it. And self-confidence, what that, you know, brings to you when you're trying to move forward in something. Again, no one else can make you do it. You know how I go. No one can make you do anything you don't want to do. You've heard me say that before, I'm sure. And no one can believe in you more than you can believe in yourself. And as women especially, y'all control so much, but you don't take control. So that's the difference. And again, that's sometimes the only thing that separates you and someone else, is that someone else decides to go ahead and go, and then someone else didn't decide to go, but they do the same thing, or they look exactly the same, whatever the case might be. So that's why I wanted to start the Women in Business show. What the Women in Business show is actually is a spinoff of posts that I used to do last year on Instagram, and I would title them Women in Business, and I would highlight ladies that I know personally who, you know, either had an accomplishment or they just did something, you know, per their talent or their skill. And so this year when I decided to go full speed with my radio, I said, well, that's going to be one of the shows that I do. I'm going to do an actual full-length show featuring women in business. And I'm going to interview them. And I've had lawyers on. I've had fashion designers on. I've had ladies who bake. I have artists who've been on the show. I've had a two-time Olympic gold medalist on the show. I've had president of a sports team on the show. I've had all kinds of different ladies. Just recently, I had MJ Giddens of Scenic City Aesthetics on the show a week ago out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. You know, she had her own business because she went to school to get what she needed skill-wise to be able to open up her own business, and now she has her own academy. You get what I'm saying? That's called expansion. She has classes coming up in November and December, you know, and it all started from the point of the idea in her head and saying, okay, well, what do I need to do to make it happen? And however long it takes to make it happen, that's what you have to do. Okay, and so, again, I felt that women in general getting to hear women who actually have made that move, you know, those who might already have a business, it might help even more to keep you going. You know, the encouragement part of it. You know, Kara mentioned that in her interview, right? And again, it can never be so overwhelming to where you just give up if you really want to do it, you know, and that's usually the it factor. Do you want to do it or not? Okay. So again, that's the purpose of Women in Business. So again, I'm still not sure exactly how often I will do the Women in Business show. Still kind of testing it out. I do have another show November 1st coming up, so stay tuned for that. I don't know if I'm going to do it weekly, but we're going to try. We're going to see. A lot of things goes into, you know, setting up these shows as far as, you know, the number of guests, you know, scheduling and all that kind of good stuff. But I'm going to do my best. And especially you, the ladies, if you, you know, keep letting me know to y'all, I'll definitely keep it going. So please, as far as supporting the show, all I ask is follow on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide Radio, and follow the page. Go to Twitter and follow the radio show page, IMTM Radio, okay? And all these are on the Instagram page, of course. And then the most important, download the Spreaker app to your phone so that way you can listen to all these shows at your own convenience. You can fast forward, you can reverse, and everything on your phone or your tablet, I guess. IMTM Worldwide Radio on Spreaker. It's free. Now, if you're paying for Spotify, we're on Spotify, too. But if you don't want to pay for it, it's free on Spreaker. And you go to the Spreaker page, you become a follower. And I know you become a follower because I actually will see your name pop up. When you become a follower, you see the page, you click on shows. When you click on shows, you see all the shows that are on IMTN Worldwide Radio. And one of them is Women in Business. And you get to see all the different shows that I've done so far this year. If you could do that, I appreciate it. But the other reason to do it is because whoever's following me is always going to be eligible for Free Stuff Friday, okay? But you got to be following me for me to be able to check see who's following so I can pick a name out to have, proverbially, right? So if you do that, I really would appreciate it. But the other reason is I'm trying to get on iHeartRadio. I'm trying to get iHeartRadio to pick me up. I see that people are listening to the show. In fact, right now, I just looked at this today because I haven't been looking lately. Let's see if I can pull it up real quick. Let's see. Well, of course, now, you know, Barbados is listening. United Kingdom, Ireland, Sweden, of course, the United States in particular. Shout out to, of course, the ATL, Warner Robins, New Mexico, Jacksonville, Alabama, town Barbados. I already mentioned Barbados. Dublin, Ireland. We're going to get specific as far as where in Ireland is listening. London. All kinds of different places have been listening, and they see that, but with iHeartRadio, they want to see how many people are following the show. That's what they're looking at. And so far, people are not following like I anticipated, but if everybody who follows me on the social media pages that I have and people that are listening follow, I'm pretty sure they'll go ahead and open the door for me. So y'all could do that. Spread the word. I really would appreciate it. The other part of the Women in Business show is that if you do have a business and you want something like an interview for your business, there is a segment to where you can book a show. It's a small cost, but I'll make your business sound like the best business that could ever be. Believe me, okay? All you got to do is email me, chris@imtmworldwide.com, and let me know what you got going on, and we'll work something out, okay? But the main thing is follow me on the Instagram pages, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Also, my business page, IMTM Worldwide. You can always visit me on the website, www.imtmworldwide.com. Again, the Twitter page for the radio show is IMTM Radio. And the main thing, Spreaker, download the Spreaker app to your phone or your device, whichever device you might be using, and follow IMTM Worldwide Radio and become a follower. That would be a big deal for me. So, again, thank you for Kara Donnell coming on to the show. That was actually a pretty cool interview. And I even told her, I was like, you know, usually I have pretty thorough interviews. But with her, I said, okay, I'm going to accommodate her schedule. So I'm going to switch some stuff around and we'll do some stuff I normally wouldn't do just for her so that way I can get her in and out but still have a real in-depth discussion. Because that's big for me. You know, being able to ask, you know, quality to give an answer. It actually means something. I don't like the fluff and puff questions. I don't do that. But I really appreciate her taking the time. That being said, that's going to end the show. I was able to get my Oprah intro in there. I'm happy about that. I hate it and not do it for her, but like I said, it does take a little bit, right? But that being said, please share the show with others. If you know other women right now that this interview will help them, or if it's helped you, please, of course, chime in. Let me know. Shout out, you know, the page. Shout out the show. But definitely share it with others. You know, let other people hear it. Tell other people about the pages and whatnot. That would be such a good, you know, that would be a good deal for me. You know, and, I mean, I would be really hard for this and putting these things together. That would really mean a lot to me. So I do ask that. And if you do it, I love you forever, right? That being said, that's going to end the show tonight. This is Chris with IMTN Worldwide Radio. This was Women in Business. Again, stay tuned for next week's show, November 1st. That information will be posted within the next day or so. So be looking out for that. And y'all take care. Until next time.